Hey, Mike, I just want to say quickly, your friends at themikefrancesa.com send their best.
No, the what? The is there more than one now? Let's go out and talk to our Jet Beat guy in Peter Schwartz. Peter, welcome. What's going on?
Not too much, Mike. How are you today?
All right, get us up to date on what's the latest.
Well, I mean, the latest is basically, you know, what has happened yesterday, and that is that the Jets still intend to have, you know, Braylon Edwards active for the game on Sunday night and to not start him. But according to what Rex Ryan said yesterday, and he's meeting the media this afternoon again, but he intends to play him. How much he's going to play him, he said he will decide before the start of the game on Sunday night, and we'll come to that decision sometime this week.
So the Jets, my understanding is the Jets feel that they are being unfairly criticized here?
Yes, I actually just got off the phone with the Jets.
Well, the Jets are full of nonsense. How do they feel they're being unfairly criticized?
Well, I just got off the phone with a Jets official not that long ago, and basically the Jets stance here is that there is nothing other than what they're doing.
Not true.
That they can do.
I'll stop you right there. What do you mean? They don't have to dress him. They are not compelled to play him under any circumstances. Yeah. There's nothing the union can do. There's nothing he can do. They do not have to put a uniform on him. Nobody can pay, they can pay him, but nobody can compel him to put it. Nobody can compel him to put a uniform on him.
The Jets are obviously taking a different stance, and Mike Tannenbaum.
Well, wait a second. You're saying the Jets say that they have to put a uniform on him? They're not saying that, Peter.
They say by rule they have to put a uniform
on him?
Yes, Mike Tannenbaum.
But wait a second. Well, if that's the truth, Peter, wait a second. If that's the truth, that means any guy in the league who is sat down that week who doesn't get to dress can file a grievance. You don't ever have to compel. There's nobody who can compel you to play a player.
Well, the Jets are saying because it's an open and pending legal.
No, they have to pay him. They have to pay him, but they don't have to play him.
Their stance, and this was told to me by Mike Tannenbaum on Tuesday night when he met individually with all the members of the media that covered the team, and this was reaffirmed to me by a Jets official.
That what?
A few minutes ago, and from my understanding also,
go ahead.
Mike, listen,
I'm listening.
Mike, I'm in a
what you guys are
here.
Saying, it's not true what they're saying to you. You're telling me they're trying to tell you that the union can tell them who to play?
Absolutely.
No way. No, that's ridiculous.
Mike, I am in agreement with
that. That is, wait a second. You're telling me the union can tell them who to put on the field?
That is what the
That is ridiculous.
That is what the Jets are telling.
That is a lot. That is utter nonsense.
Listen, I am
Get me the Player Association on the phone there. I'll prove it right. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Since when can the union tell you who to put on the field?
Well, that is what the Jets are saying, and the Jets' stance is they feel that they are being egged on by everybody to not dress them so that they can take on the union. And my understanding
They don't have to take on a union. They have to pay them. They never have to be Peter, use your noodle here. How can you ever compel a team to play anybody?
Mike, I understand exactly what you're saying. I am just telling you this is what the Jets are putting out. The Jets are saying that the only people that can take action against Braylon Edwards in a first offense under the substance abuse policy, under the CBA, the only people that can take any action is the league.
Wait a second, you're telling me you can't bench a player. Under what rules can you not bench a player?
Because this is what the Jets are saying because this is a pending legal issue. Now, whether or not that's true.
That's total nonsense. There's no rule anywhere that tells you that a coach can be told who he plays and who he doesn't play. That's ridiculous. You have to pay him. You have to pay him. They can't compel performance.
Listen, Mike, I'm with you on that. I'm just telling you that this is what the Jets are putting out there. And to me, you know what? I mean, listen, I'm in agreement with everybody. I'm in agreement with you. I mean, here's a guy.
Wait a second. You're telling me, Peter, that the Jets told you that the union the union can make them play him.
Mike, that's what the Jets are saying.
That is the most ridiculous thing I. But wait a second, use your head. If that was the case, then how do they ever sit a player down? How do you ever bench a player?
Well, if you can bench, you can deactivate a player. It's a coach's decision and a team decision. This is what the Jets are saying. And Mike, this is what the Jets are saying.
Wait a second. A coach can always bench any player he wants.
Right, but when it's clear that the Jets, and that's the point that I brought out to the Jet people. I'm like, well, listen, why can't Joe McKnight, you know, say that, you know, hey, listen, this is a grievance. I'm not playing in the game because it's clearly an open pending legal issue.
Not true. He's got no. There's no way you can compel, the union can compel. First of all, the union said they wouldn't grieve it under any circumstances already, okay? Today, they said they wouldn't grieve it. Number two, you can't ever make a coach play any player. The union doesn't have that power. Now he gets paid, but they can't tell you who to play.
Wait, Mike. I'm in agreement with you. I'm just telling you this is the stance that the Jets are hiding behind.
Get me Smith on the phone, okay? Okay. Well, Pete, I'll take it your word, but I'll get the union chief on right now. I'll talk to him.
Well, I mean that's what everyone's been trying to make. This is such a, you know, with all the rules and the difference between the substance abuse and the personal conduct, it's been such a cloudy issue over the last couple of days.
Wait a second. I'm not saying the Jets don't have to pay him. They have to pay him. I'm not saying they can suspend him without pay. But nowhere in any sport does anybody get to tell a coach who he has to put on the field. That's ridiculous.
Well, Mike, this is what the Jets are saying. And if this, and you know, listen, if the league and the union clarify that it's not the case, then the Jets are lying to the public. They're lying to the fans. And they're lying to every player in that locker room. And I'll tell you what, Mike, in that locker room yesterday, you know, all the players to a man, while some of them were saying nice things and defending him and saying that they have to stand by him, I could see the look on some of the players. I mean, this was the last thing that most of the players in that locker room wanted to deal with.
Well, did you see what Myers wrote today in his column? He said, Daily News has learned that Rex Ryan can do it without the fear of the union filing a grievance.
I'm not surprised that that's the case, Mike, but I'm just telling you that the Jets have said to me, on two occasions, and I know they've said it to all the other regular members of the media to cover the team, that there's nothing that they can do other than not start him and limit his
play. They do not have to play him. That is, listen, I didn't say they didn't have to play him, okay? And I am not clear enough whether they can take away his uniform, but they never, ever can have any power over him stepping on the field. Never. That is up to a coach at every moment. Now, anything else they're saying is nonsense. You never can tell. You can't compel performance. You can't tell a coach who he plays and doesn't play. How could you ever bench a player if that was the case?
Well, Mike, I agree with you. And then listen, the Jet, if that rule is clarified by the union and by the league that the Jets could do, well, the Jets, look, the Jets from the offseason on, they've made themselves, you know, look asinine at times. I mean, from all their antics and all the things that they're doing, and this would just be, you know,
this is utterly ridiculous that the Jets are trying to tell you that they can't sit the player. There is no team anywhere. The player, first of all, you just had it there that Myers checked with the union and said they wouldn't even grieve it under any circumstances. They wouldn't even grieve it if they sat him down and didn't dress him. No less him. You can't ever compel a coach to play. No one has the right to tell a coach who to play and not play. No one ever has that power.
Well, listen, absolutely, Mike, there's no way in the world that he should be allowed on that field. I don't care if
this is the Jets who want to play him, and here's what the Jets don't have. The Jets are even worse than cowards because they don't have the guts to say, we're playing him because we want to win the game. I'd have more respect for them if they said that rather than start to make up some nonsense.
And the other thing, too, Mike, I mean, this, I think you touched on this a little bit earlier on today. And I, for the most part, and this is one of the reasons I was excited to cover the team this year, is I, for the most part, I like Rex Ryan. I think he's had a chance to be a good coach. But I think for him to stand up there yesterday, and when that issue of the Jets being undisciplined and, you know, being the frat house type of thing, for him to stand up there yesterday and tell everybody that that's not the case, that they are disciplined, I think that was a slap in the face.
Oh, it's a joke. Hey, listen, here's what the Jets are telling you. The Jets are telling you, Peter, and thanks, Peter. We'll get back to you if we need to thank you. But the Jets are telling you that, here, we'll tell you when it's nighttime that it's daytime, and we'll see if you're dumb enough to buy it. If anyone thinks that any coach can be told by a players' association who to play, we would have to stop the sport. We would have to shut the game down. When does anybody have the right to tell a coach who to put in the game? I am not talking about him being paid at under any circumstances. I am not even sure if the NFL might have some reason why under these rules he has to even be put in a uniform. I'm not sure about that part. But I will guarantee you this, guarantee it, that there is no way the NFL Players Association, which according to Meyer's report today, would not even grieve it if they didn't put him in uniform. There's no way they have the right to ever take away the coach's decision on who he plays and who he doesn't. That is, without question, the entire decision-making of a head coach. No way do they have the right to interfere with that. I'm not talking about him being paid. So you're telling me that he can't lose his, he has to start or he has to play because of league rule? I mean, can you imagine the Jets trying to tell you this? They can bench him, but they have to play him? They don't have to play him. They're playing him because they want to play him. And they don't even have the guts to stand up and say that. I mean, imagine them trying to, come on now. How could you have a sport where the coach has to be told who he puts in the game or not? Now, again, I'm not talking about him being paid. He gets paid until this is settled. I understand that. I'm not talking about that. And they may or may not have a wrinkle on whether or not he has to be given a uniform. I don't know. They might have something in there that I don't know about him getting a uniform. He never has to see the light of day unless the coach wants him on the field. That is up to the coach and nobody else. And the Player Association, according to Myers, already said they wouldn't even grieve it if he didn't dress. The Jets are trying to hide behind this stuff, and it makes them even bigger cowards than they already are. And you know what? You would hope they would have been shamed into not playing Braylon Edwards, but you can't even shame the Jets anymore. The Jets have become such a the way they've acted, and it's just grown and grown. They have come from amusing, which they were in the beginning, fun and amusing, to almost sickening in a matter of months. Back after this.
WFAN New York.